Bugs in the System. 16. Arthur found Mike waiting outside his office door.
"Good morning," he said. "Waiting long?"
Mike shook his head.
"Good."
"Sorry to ambush you like this," Mike said, "but I had some questions for you." Arthur nodded and unlocked the door.
"Of course. I'll answer whatever I can within the limits of our..."
Mike waved his hand in the air as they stepped into the office. "I know," he said. "You have a contract with DARPA. I'm not asking about any of that."
"What can I do for you, then?"
"Do you mind if I close the door?" Arthur's face hardened. It hadn't been soft to begin with.
"Why?"
"You're the one who's big on keeping secrets." He looked at Mike for a moment, then nodded at the door. Mike gave it a nudge, and it swung shut, closing with a click.
"So," Arthur said, "what's this about? Another problem with the maintenance schedule?"
"Funny you should ask," said Mike. "At first I thought this was a big embezzlement scam." Arthur paused halfway down into his chair. He glared at Mike.
"What?"
"Well, half embezzlement, half kickbacks. I'm not sure if there's a legal distinction there."
"You'd better have something to back up these accusations," said Arthur, "because I can assure you being friends with the director won't protect you from..."
"All the maintenance you've got them doing on the floor," Mike said. "Changing tanks and couplings and everything else, but nothing needs to be replaced. You're just switching out one set of working components for another one, replacing gas tanks that are still 3/4 full."
Arthur shook his head. "All this because they replaced a leaky coupling?"
"It wasn't leaking," Mike said.
"No offense," Arthur said, "but how would you know?"
"Because I was watching when you turned it on the other day. There wasn't a leak."
"You might have missed it. We were both up."
In Mike's mind, yesterday's experiment played out again, frame by frame, a procession of black ants carrying pictures. He watched through the windows of the control room, and in his peripheral vision he could see 3 different camera views of the main floor on monitors. 2 cameras covered the coupling. He watched it play out again 4 times, focusing on a different part of the image with each repetition. There was nothing coming from the connector.
"In the booth."
Mike tapped the side of his head. "If it happened, I couldn't miss it." Arthur simmered in his chair. Mike sat down in the chair across from the physicist. "In a way, the fact that you only use paper for your work would help out a lot in something like that. Everything gets entered piecemeal into a Washington computer, so no one's ever seeing all of it at once, except a few interns who've probably gone numb from the mindless labor." They stared at each other for a moment.
"I think," Arthur said, "I should have a talk with Mr. Magnus."
He reached for his desk phone. Mike shook his head. "Don't bother. I said I thought it was an embezzlement scam, but it's not. I talked with Reggie first thing this morning, Washington time. I asked for copies of your budget for the past 2 years. It's shrunk over the past 6 quarters.
"I know. Believe me."
"I also went back over the budget, taking into account the idea that you're just recycling the same components and everything lines up."
"That must have been some impressive math," Mike shrugged.
"You also have an out-of-date laptop and you drive a cheap car."
"It's not that cheap."
"It is for someone stealing tens of millions. Just the fact that you automatically think of a Dodge as a not-cheap car tells me you don't have piles of cash in your mattress."
"So you decided to dramatically announce that we're not stealing millions from DARPA?"
"No. I wanted to make it clear to you that I'm not going to jump the gun and incriminate you or your work."
"But you called Magnus."
"I called him and asked for the budgets. He sent them, that's all." Arthur leaned back in his chair.
"You didn't tell him why you wanted them?"
"No," said Mike. "Here's the catch, though. It's not embezzlement, but it's something. And unless your engineers are a lot dumber than they look, they're all in on it too, which means there's something going on here." Arthur's face hardened again. "I'm just trying to make a point. You need to start being honest with me because I will figure out what's going on. If it's something harmless, fine. Reggie won't care. Or maybe he doesn't even need to know, but if it's not...
Yes?
Mike leaned back in his own chair.
Thank you, Arthur said after a moment, for not running to Magnus with your initial theory.
You're welcome.
I know he's worried about things here, and the last thing we need is more suspicion.
He leaned forward and tapped his fingers on the desk. Then he leaned back again.
This project involves, well, a lot of math. Calculations, code, minor engineering tweaks. Most of the people we're reporting to are bureaucrats, lawyers, businessmen, former military officers. Many of them don't have an appreciation for how much work these things can be.
I can understand that.
So we do constant maintenance. Yes, about 90% of it is busy work at this point, but it gives us paperwork and material we can waive to prove we've been doing something. It also gives me a reason to keep most of the senior engineering staff on payroll.
Awfully generous of you.
The hell it is, said Arthur. They've signed non-disclosure forms, but people's attitudes change a lot when they're downsized. I don't want to give them all a chance to rethink their loyalties.
Do you think they would rethink their loyalties? Arthur thought about it for a moment, then leaned forward again.
I don't know, he said. A few years ago, I would have said not a chance. Olaf and I have known each other for almost 15 years at this point. Jamie and Neil have been working with me for 8. But after all this secrecy...
He looked past Mike to the diagram of the Albuquerque door on the wall.
Half the time I feel like I'm surrounded by strangers.
The secrecy was your choice, Mike said after a moment. Arthur blinked and looked at him.
Not really, he said. Sometimes things just have to happen a certain way. You know that.
Maybe. Arthur shook off his mood.
So, if you're convinced I'm not an embezzler, what can I do to get you out of my office so I can start my day?
Mike stood up. When you gave me access to the trial logs, Jamie said they were the basic reports. Are there more detailed versions?
Yes, the full travel reports. They cover everything except internal mechanics. Times, power usage, flux measurements. I think we even noted sunspot activity on some of them. There's almost 600 of them going all the way back to the first runs with test objects and rats.
Arthur reached out and adjusted the plastic Wile E. Coyote on his desk, turning the carnivore's head to the left.
I'll make sure you get them as soon as you're done with the human trials.
I finished them last night. Arthur raised an eyebrow.
All of them?
Mike shifted his shoulders in a half shrug. There were only 167 of them.
And you reviewed our budgets this morning?
Just back to 2011, but yeah.
If I didn't know what you could do, said Arthur, I'd be tempted to call you a liar.
You still can if you like. You wouldn't be the first. He shoved his hands in his pockets, then pulled them out. It's a memory thing. Once everything's in my head, I don't have to deal with any input or output limitations. No turning pages, no eye fatigue. I can just... go through all of it as fast as I can think.
When you're done with this assignment, I really might try to steal you away from Magnus.
Good luck with that, Arthur smirked.
I'll ask Olaf to get you the travel reports. Anything else?
I think that'll do it for today.
Good. We were going to run another trial tomorrow, if you'd like to watch.
Yeah, thanks. Who's going through?
I think it's going to be Bob.